Any questions? All right, the next report will be from Pat Fitzgerald, Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Remind those that in addition to Trustee Fitzgerald, Trustees Holmes and Courts are also members of that committee. Pat?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on August 27th of this year via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with Trustees Holmes, Courts, and myself in attendance. At the meeting, we approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on July 9th, 2015. We also reviewed and recommended that the items within the purview of the committee for today's agenda be presented for the board's consideration, which include an item concerning appointments to the faculty, administrative and professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, an item concerning the appointment of the interim chancellor for the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and vice president for University of Illinois, the item concerning the reappointment of the interim vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost for Chicago, the appointment of the head varsity coach for men's basketball in Chicago, the appointment of the interim dean for the Honors College in Chicago, and an item concerning the improvement of a university policy on background checks. Ms. Maureen Parks, the associate vice president for human resources, provided a presentation on the university's proposed background check policy. She discussed the development of the proposed policy and described several aspects of it. She reviewed the types of employees who would be subject to a background check, the type of background checks to be conducted, and the cost. She also reported on implementation and related procedures. The committee discussed this proposed policy and emphasized that this policy applies to the gathering of information but does not dictate hiring decisions. We'd like to be fully informed. We are not taking a position that folks who have encountered difficulties with the law or even served time should be precluded from working here. We just want to know what the facts are. We'll talk about that policy, I think, more later when the vote comes up. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for October 29th, 2015 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very good. Any questions? All right, hearing none. Tim Courts, who's chair of the university. Tim Courts, who is chair of the University Healthcare System Committee, and I would point out that trustees Estrada and Fitzgerald are also on the committee. Tim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met on Thursday, August 27th, via video conference in Urbana, Chicago, Springfield, and Rockford. And besides myself, board member Fitzgerald was present. First order of business was to review items for the agenda today. We just had one of those to review. It's number 16 under purchase recommendations. Involves a recommendation for $120 million purchase for 1 year of outpatient pharmacy supplies. By using McKesson as our sole supplier, we realize about a 5% savings on the purchase price, and almost all of this expense is recovered as it is passed on to the consumer, our patients, and their insurance companies. Chancellor Amoritas then briefed us on the Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs search. Five finalists have been identified and will be interviewed between August 31st and September 24th, and we hope to have a decision on that in October. For our collaborative highlight, we heard from Dr. Luisa DiPietro, the director of the UIC Center for Wound Healing and Tissue Regeneration, and from Dr. Hyun Jun Kong, Associate Professor of Chemistry and Biomolecular Engineering at Urbana. They described their fascinating work in the manipulation of angiogenesis in healing tissue to speed up the rate of healing, especially in those patients with poor wound healing, and also to decrease the amount of scar formation. On to hospital business. I would first like to recognize the fact that our hospital has recently been credentialed as a comprehensive stroke center, which requires expertise in neurovascular radiology and also open neurosurgical procedures, to name a few. Final tallies for the fiscal year of 15 resulted in an overall increase in patient revenue of 4.1% as compared to fiscal 14. As mentioned before, this was due mainly to increased volume, resulting in increased access for our patients, improved efficiency in patient flow, and decreased length of stay, and an improvement in patient safety, such as decreases in nosocomial infections, which obviously, of course, improves efficiency. Goals for fiscal year 16 include a further emphasis on patient safety, but not only patient, but also for our employees, such as a decrease in sharps injuries, decrease in lifting injuries, and emphasis on improving employee health. Then finally, as mentioned by Vice President Knorr earlier, even though Illinois has no state budget, we still are getting paid for Medicaid and at fiscal year 15 rates, which is probably better than what fiscal 16 rates will be. So there's a silver lining for you in your budget cloud. The next meeting of the committee will be on October 29th at 2:15 p.m. at the same venues. And I'd be happy to take any questions or comments.
Any questions? All right, hearing none.